my computer. Cause no one in the world knows me better. It says my name. It says, and no one in the world does it better. I wanna fuck my computer. Cause no one in the world knows me better. It says my name. It says, and no one in the world does it better. I wanna fuck.
So good. That's Fuck My Computer by Nina Jirachi. Yeah, you heard that right. Fuck My Computer. That's awesome. We've got Nina in studio with us. Kia ora, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, thank you so much for coming. We are just loving the new album, I Love My Computer. It's chef's kiss.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
There's a lot to talk about because you're here in Aotearoa, you're playing Nympho tonight in Tamaki Makaurau and tomorrow in Te Whanganui a Tata Wellington. So I want to get into those shows, but I'd love to sort of talk about this album because it's sort of this perfect ode to computer music in lots of ways, right?
Yeah, that was the idea, but yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also like simultaneously does a really nice job of sort of poking a bit of fun and like having that element of satire, like the lyrics, I want to fuck my computer because no one knows me better. That's just like genius.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Talk to me a little bit about your influences that sort of brought you to this sound and where you're at the moment.
Yeah, well, I think in 2023, I was going back and listening to heaps of old Australian dance music and like music that if I was maybe just like a couple years older, I probably would have listened to a lot, but it kind of maybe came out just at the end of my childhood. So I didn't, and I was just kind of going back and discovering that canon from just before my time, I guess. And a lot of those artists were like Panao and The Presets. And I mean, obviously Empire of the Sun is massive and I knew their big songs, but like more of their discography. And it was really inspiring. And I think it just kind of leaked into what I was making. So the first song I made for the album was All I Am. And I feel like that song was really influenced by that music or like that era of music. And yeah, it felt like a nice kind of thesis to build an album around and like a nice kind of like scaffold and North Star to follow, I guess. So yeah, that was kind of where the first spark came from. And I didn't set out to make music about computer music.
Yeah.
It's just once I had a bunch of songs, I looked at what it was all about, and that seemed like the most kind of square root idea, yep. Thread, but through it all.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, for sure. I love, yeah, there's a lot of sort of like niche moments, even in the song titles. Like we've got Battery Death and then is it C-S-I-R-A-C? Is that how you say it?
Yep.
That's like the first computer in Australia or something, right?
Yes, and it was also the first, so it was the first Australian computer, and then it was also the first computer in the world to make computer music.
Wow.
And when I learned that, I was like, what the hell? It's like kilometers away from me.
Yeah.
Right now.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I thought that
that's
was so
awesome.
Cool.
Oh, that's really exciting. I have to ask the question, do you love your computer?
I love my computer.
That's brilliant.
When I was listening to this album, I think about when I go to bed each night, I actually usually go to sleep with my laptop in the bed, which I know is really bad for you.
You're going to get, like, cancer or something from that.
But I just, I like it. I, like,
you
put
love
on
it.
A silly little
you
YouTube
it.
Video and then, like, go to sleep. And I just think, like, I know what it feels like to really, really love your computer.
Yeah, it sounds like you get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's so cool. It's also, like, what a cool thing to have this album that is, like, dedicated to computer music, which is such a recent thing, because it's often, I mean, often we're sort of, music is a way to pay tribute to your influences, but this is such a recent phenomena that's still advancing in all sorts of ways, so I feel like it's just going to continue to evolve and change, right?
Yeah, exactly, and I think that's what's kind of cool about being alive in our time and, like, our generation is maybe, like, the generation of computer music before ours kind of legitimized it more, like, and maybe 10 or more years ago it was, you know, kind of like, that's not real music, or like it was all a bit of like a joke or something, but now it's just like we kind of grew up listening to music like that, so it's not even a question in our minds and stuff. So yeah, that's really cool, and I feel so happy to be alive at this like exact time when it's still so new but it's legitimate and it's just like evolving constantly. Like I don't feel like I'll ever master it, because every day there's like a new bit of software coming out that can do anything. It's just really exciting to
me. That's so cool. What is it like in your process at the moment making computer music that excites you the most? Have you got like, I don't know, for the nerds, have you got like a plugin that you love, or like a sample that you found recently that you're like, oh man, something's gonna come out of that?
Yeah, well actually something I was doing so much on this album was using like scrap audio, just like like if I had like a voice memo, kind of like the first couple of seconds of it before someone started talking, or just like all of the bits of rubbish recordings, and just trying to turn them into something interesting, because it's like I started with basically nothing, or started with rubbish, and it was kind of like turning trash into treasure a little bit. So there's a lot of happy surprises with using, you know, because if I would record something perfectly and it didn't work out, I'd be like, oh damn. But using the kind of rubbish to make something fun, it always just came out surprising and like an interesting texture or something. So yeah, there's a lot of random samples on there that were just a bit bummy, but I tried to turn them into something nice.
The trash into treasure analogy is very emblematic of like internet, the internet in general as well. I feel like there's a lot of slop out there, but
there's,
you can make beauty from it.
Trash to wade through. Do you take a lot of like voice memos and kind of field recordings and stuff?
Oh my god, so many.
I do too.
Yes, so many. And it's so funny, I have even more rubbish audio now, because I got this like new iPhone that has, so I've macroed this like side button to the voice memos.
Whoa.
But I'm always accidentally pressing it. So I'll like walk around with it like bumping around in my pocket, and then have 2 minutes of just like like ASMR pocket recording. So I've got so much to work with now. It's great.
Oh my god,
that's incredible.
So awesome.
I love the power of a voice memo, like whether you're kind of rehearsing for something, or like you have a great idea, and then there's always the ones in my car where I remember something I have to do and I'm like, oh, you have to send that email.
Yes, exactly.
So I've probably, like, you've inspired me. I feel like I've got so much. It's great.
You've got potential.
Oh my god.
And it's
got an album in there.
Turn it all into music.
It's in here.
Wow, so cool. We should talk a little bit about the Nympho shows happening tonight. You've played Nympho before, right?
Yes, just over a year ago.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Nympho's so cool.
Oh, they're so cool.
And it's going to be a real fun time. What are you excited about? I mean, you've played a few shows. The album only came out last week, but have you played shows since the release?
No, this will be, this is the first shows. This is the tour. Gosh. Yeah, I'm so excited.
We're so lucky. What are you excited about bringing these songs to life with a crowd?
I have been playing some of them out for like a year or two at this point, or all of them for at least a couple of months. And some of them have had a nice reaction without anyone knowing the music.
Mm.
Some of them have like fallen flat. So then I've gone back to the session and like changed it. You know, like, oh, that didn't work. So now that the songs are all done and out and people actually know them, I think it will be even more fun to play them. Because for example, I think Fuck My Computer is a good example. Before that came out, I was playing it in shows and it was like going okay, but people didn't know the lyrics. Like, I didn't know what the song was about.
Mm.
And then now that it's out, since I've played it, it's been one of my favorite live songs. So I think having that experience with the whole album will be really fun.
Yeah. It's one of those things that like, being a DJ and being able to trial your material with a crowd, like that's such a special thing to then go and be able to rework stuff. But like you say as well, I feel like the album, because there's so many layers of the meaning and the sonic influences, it's great headphone music as well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean, there's just so much going on. It's like, I feel like it's perfect for the Reels generation because there's just like, you're just stimulated all the time listening to it in the best way possible.
Oh, sick. No, that's honestly the goal. Like, I just bought, like, all of my favorite music or my favorite artists are like, really, it's just such stimmy music for my own ears. So I feel like I need to like impress myself in that way.
Yeah.
So thank you. That's a big compliment.
Oh, you've done it so good. The album was like inside of my brain, but like outside is music.
Oh, thank you.
It's rare. Yeah. You've done so good.
Yeah. It's I feel like these Nympho shows are going to be top tier.
And I can't wait.
Such awesome lineups with other artists as well. Who else are you excited for on the lineup?
Oh, I mean, I don't want to say, I don't want to be like, oh, everybody, that's like, so sounds so diplomatic.
Child.
But literally, no, I am really excited I played with JHL last year and I'm excited to see them again. And I haven't seen Umru or Magna Carta since we all landed in the country. Like, I think we're going to breakfast this morning.
Oh,
so that'll be our first meeting since we're all here. But yeah, I've actually played shows with them in America, like show with Magna Carta, show with Umru, but never all together. So that this will be the first time. I think it'll be kind of legendary.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a whirlwind trip for you. You arrived last night, you play Tamaki tonight, and then you go down to Wellington tomorrow. But you are going to make your way to Hobbiton, you were saying.
Yes! I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
You can do it.
Essential viewing for visiting New Zealand. Very good. Well, everyone, Nympho, happening tonight at Neck of the Woods. You can still get tickets, I believe, from Humanitix. It's going to be really bloody awesome. Not to miss. And same for Wellington, tomorrow night at Meow.
Yeah.
So cool. Thank you so much, Nina, for coming up for a kōrero. We are just huge fans of the album and so excited to see all of the cool shit you get up to.
Oh, no, thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
We're going to listen to London Song, which is the opener of the album, eh?
Yeah, that's the first one.
Yeah, brilliant.
Thanks for playing it.
Oh my gosh, of course. I love this song. That was Nina Jirachi joining us for a kōrero about her new album, I Love My Computer. She's playing Nympho tonight at Neck of the Woods and Nympho tomorrow night down in Wellington. Head along. It's going to be awesome.
Do you want to listen to it?
I've never been to London. And that's the truth. I've never been to London. But I'd go with you. Go, I've never been to London, 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 London. That's true, that's true, that's true, that's true, that's I've never been to London, 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 but I'd go with you.
Do you wanna listen to it?
We can.
Do you wanna listen to it?
Do you wanna listen to it?